Did you know that chiropractors and podiatrists have something in common? They actually do with their name. The word chiropractor, it comes from two Greek words. The first one, chiro, or I think in ancient Greek it's pronounced chiera, something like that. And praktor means praktos, which is something practical. It actually means things that we do with our hands. And that's what chiropractors do. They heal people with their hands. The older word for podiatrist is chiropodist or chiropodist. It's spelt the same way as chiro, C-H-I-R-O. So it comes to the word chiro meaning hand in old Greek, and podiatrist comes from a Greek or Latin word, not sure. Podiatrist comes from the word pod, which has something to do with the feet. So there we are, chiropractors and chiropodists, something in common. Now, if the feet rotate, turn inward, which is called pronation, it can cause problems in the knees and then again in the pelvis. Because when the foot rotates on one side or the other, the knee on that side turns inward. Try it out yourself. Stand in front of a long mirror, turn your foot in, and you'll see what happens to your knee. You wouldn't have believed it possible. And when the knee rotates inward, the pelvis actually goes outward. So you've got three things going on: pronation of the feet, internal rotation of the knee, which causes great pain, and pelvic problems as well. So the chiropractor looks after all of these problems, but the person who has true pronation of the feet needs to go back and see his podiatrist or chiropodist and get some insoles which have been made especially for him. Thank you for listening.